You tried to talk me out of that.
Starving John or something.
$24 for parents.
$24, you got, add several zeros to that list.
Did you work out of bed?
She just got it.
I just found that.
And I was like, is there something wrong? She's like, no, I was like, you never know.
And I said, I'm gonna argue with him and call him his dog. And he said, don't worry about it.
Yeah, he did say yes, that's so on.
Runs out of money. She was nice.
I didn't say that too.
That's too poor.
That's amazing.
This person.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why you're the finance director.
Yeah, there you go. See that? You just have to give something.
Ran around, finally. Covered back.
I did, covered back.
He meant to freedom.
Yeah.
Men.
That's nice.
I heard they were going under.
Yeah.
I went into receiver shell.
Couple of votes.
Are you ready to go?
Ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the March 21st meeting of Orrville City Council. This evening will be led in prayer by Pastor John Grandy from Living Water Church. You would stand, please.
Let's pray together. Lord, I thank you for this evening, for each and every one of these men and women who come tonight to invest their time into our city. I thank you for the details they'll discuss tonight, the decisions they'll make, how that will have an impact on us and our city, and us being better citizens and better servants of you. Lord, I thank you for their time. I thank you for their families and the time that they invest into our city. We thank you that it would all be to honor you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Have roll call, please.
Shoup.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Vance.
Here.
Hampshire.
Present.
Asparis.
Excuse.
Forkman.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Everyone should have received a copy of our regular meeting minutes from March 17th. Are there any additions or corrections to those minutes? Mr. Vance?
I move we adopt the minutes of the last meeting.
Thank you.
Second,
Mr. Corkman.
Wilson?
Stain.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Stain.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Thank you. Everyone should have received a copy of the minutes from our special meeting from March 14th. There's only one item on the agenda for that evening. Does anyone have anything to add to it? No. Mr. Vance?
I move we adopt the minutes of the March 14th meeting.
Thank you.
Second,
Mr. Larson.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Stay.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Stay.
Thank you. We have no public comments scheduled for this evening. We'll move on to standing committee reports. Mr. Aspiris is not here for finance. We'll move to utilities. Mr. Korfman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report. However, we should take note that the utilities department did get a special award for reliability. I believe Director Brediger can elaborate on that, but it is an accomplishment under of just good management and good work ethic and just plain good planning to have a system that works so reliably. And I think we're lucky for that. And I'm glad that we got recognized.
Thank you. Health and safety, Mr. Vance.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think I'll just take a moment and just clarify an article that was in the paper for our last meeting. The headline was something like Orrville City Council plans to combat the Zika virus or something. It was just a misunderstanding. We were receiving a a report of last year's mosquito control program, and a council member who will remain nameless, we can pick on him because he's not here, asked if the Zika virus was a concern here, and I just wanted to clarify that a Zika mosquito does not live in this part of the country, so if you're bit by a mosquito, you don't have to worry that you're going to contract the Zika virus. I think there's not a lot of information out there right now, so everybody's just kind of wondering what our concern level needs to be. There is theoretically a way, if a mosquito larvae was to be transported from the south somehow here to Orville or something, but I think it's largely not an item for concern, obviously. We take our mosquito control program very seriously, but I didn't hear anything that sounded any different than any other year, the standard mosquito control procedures. So just wanted to clarify that for what it's worth. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Vance. Parks and Recreation, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report tonight.
Thank you. Transportation, Mr. Shoup.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do not have a report tonight. Thanks.
Thank you. Planning, Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. No report, sir.
Thank you. Ordinance and Personnel, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. No report for me either, sir.
Thank you. We have no special committee reports. We'll move to administrative reports. Mayor Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Corkman touched on it a little bit, but I also wanted to congratulate our utilities department for the award from the APPA conference on their excellence of reliability. And again, I will not either take the thunder away from Mr. Brettinger. I'm sure he's going to talk a little bit more about that. Also mentioned in the same breath, though, our finance department once again this year received their excellence award for the way they handle finances this year after the audit from last year. So that's one that we've almost come to take for granted because they receive that just about every year. But you know, all it takes is one or two years not to get that, and all of a sudden you wonder what's going on. So and we certainly appreciate all the work that all those folks do. Just briefly wanted to mention, those of you that came in tonight for the meeting, our City Hall renovation work is continuing to progress. We had a little bit of a lull this past week. the drywall people got finished actually a little earlier than we thought they would, so that part's all done. And the sanding and refinishing of the wood rails all the way up and down the both staircases is finished. Actually, they just finished about an hour before you guys got here tonight. So that's done. And the painting will begin tomorrow. So that will get started. And then the stonework to come still along with that and after that, whichever those two work out. So it's coming along. And another couple weeks, we should be done and should be all finished. Okay, that's all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Move to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Believe it or not, high school baseball and softball actually starts this week. So our public service department has been hard at work getting the fields ready. Also, a reminder that starting Wednesday, April 6th, the Orville Compost Center will be open. The hours of operation are Wednesdays from 7:30 a.m. to 11:15 a.m., 12:15 p.m. to 3:15 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Items accepted include materials that will compost, obviously. Leaves, grass, branches, shrubs, trimmings, and trees, which exclude stump and roots. Also, this yesterday started Ohio's Severe Weather Awareness Week. That runs through March 26th. Thunderstorms affect Ohio the most during the spring and summer months. Storms can produce heavy rainfall, flash flooding, damaging wind, hail, and tornadoes. To keep our citizens aware of these hazards, there will be a statewide tornado drill this Wednesday at 9:50 a.m. This is an annual drill. Worcester, Ribbon, and Oroville will be sounding tornado sirens throughout the county at 9:50 a.m. Please be aware that this is only a test. And that is my report for tonight.
Thank you. We'll move to our Utilities Director. Mr. Brettinger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple of items of interest.
you're aware, every year our state association, AMP, does host a couple of scholarships, and we do have one of our students made it to the semi-finalist position, and that is Elizabeth Birkbeck. That's Matt Birkbeck, Captain Matt Birkbeck's daughter. So she'll be proceeding through to the final round of that scholarship application opportunity. There will be a total of 8 scholarships that will be offered this year, so we wish her the best of luck. A couple weeks ago, myself and probably about 40 other AMP personnel attended the APPA legislative rally in Washington, D.C. I did pass out a handout that had some information in there. You can look at that at your pleasure. We did address 7 resolutions during the business portion of that that effort. One of those had to deal with the hydropower licensing process. If you recall, over the past several years, when we have been providing updates on our hydro projects, we've mentioned some of the delays that have resulted in some huge additional costs for us. And a lot of these delays were due to the Army Corps of Engineers permitting process. And when I mean delays, these have been delays in excess of a year and a half on all 4 of our projects. So the one particular resolution offered several solutions to help streamline that process so future public power entities can hopefully glide through that process a little easier. While we're there, we did have an opportunity to meet with Congressman Renacci and Senator Brown's staff, but we were very fortunate to have a face-to-face meeting with Senator Rob Portman. We focused a lot of our discussions on some of the problems that we're having in the electric energy markets. We discussed the need to continue our effort to retain tax-exempt financing every time Congress is looking at coming up with budget changes. Our major financing tool that not only finances a number of utility projects, but also city projects, roads, bridges, schools for that matter, come up for possible federal cuts. And we also reiterated the impact that the past couple of sequestrations have had on us, and that this will cost us millions of dollars in financing our Prairie State and our hydro projects. As has already been mentioned, we did receive American Public Power Association's Reliability Award for outperforming the electric industry's national averages when it comes to the number of outages per customer and the duration of those outages. On average, our minutes of interruption and interruption per customer have been lower than AEP and First Energy. That should come to no surprise. Our time that our customers were receiving power in 2015 was at 99.992%. So that's not too bad, but it does speak to the testament of the effort that mainly our distribution department addresses our tree trimming program and the variety of other functions on our distribution and our transmission line. And you will notice, or if you get on our website or our state association's website, you'll see a number of our AMP communities receive that award. Those are some of the distinctions that really separate us from a lot of the investor-owned utilities. The 2016 building season is off to a good start. We have a number of projects that most of you are aware of, but I thought I'd just bring those to attention because it seems like every couple weeks we have another one added to the list. But we do have the Smucker project with the new office and the R&D building. Venture Products is planning another expansion. Beckert is planning another expansion, and they're also selling their 2 facilities on Pine Street. So part of their expansion will be consolidating those 2 operations on Pine Street. So if you are aware of somebody that has a possible interest in some good industrial sites, contact Mike Hedberg about that. Jared has a couple warehouses going, certainly the long-awaited hotel.
the Cobblestone Hotel, PFI, those folks that have the warehouse on the corner of Main and Collins Boulevard are expanding their warehouse, Orville Chick Hatchery and Hawkins Plaza. So already we're not even through March and we have a number of positive expansions going on in our industrial and commercial areas. And with that, that's all I have this evening, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brediger. Our finance director, Ms. Strimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Finance Committee held a workshop last Monday to review the 2016 final appropriations in detail. I believe we were able to answer any questions or concerns that you had. Total appropriations for 2016 are $65.7 million, with $50 million being allocated for the utilities, $15.6 million for the tax-supported funds, and $7.8 million for the general fund, which also is tax-supported. And the final reading of that legislation is on the agenda tonight. That's all I have.
Thank you. Mrs. Kirkbride, our law director.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. I also would like to commend the utility department, the electric division, for their winning an award. If you've been in Orville recently, you know that our power is very reliable. If you have lived other places, I've been around many different towns. Electricity, we come to take it for granted. Everyone else, usually electricity is fairly reliable, but Orville's electric power is far and away one of the best that I've ever been around. So congratulations, Mr. Brediger, and make sure that all your people realize the great job that they do.
Thank you.
Well, move to old business. Mr. Larson.
Resolution number 716. I move this resolution be placed on third read.
Second, Mr. Hampshire.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Dorfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Resolution number 716. A resolution to make appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures of the City of Orville, State of Ohio, during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2016, and declaring an emergency.
We had a workshop last week, and we talked about this quite a few times. Does anyone have any further questions or comments? I see none.
I move resolution number 716 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Thank you. That concludes our old business. We'll move to new business. Mr. Larson.
Resolution number 816. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Vance.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Resolution number 816. A resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into a contract and or contracts for a period not to exceed 3 years without bidding for selected insurance needs of the City of Orville, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a resolution that we've been doing every 3 years, obviously. Just allows us not to have to go out for formal bids for the our casualty vehicles and property insurance. We do go through an agent, so they do get quotes for us, so it's we do actually get comparisons, but do not have to go through the formal bidding process. We've done it this way, from my understanding, for a number of years now. It's just was very difficult to get apples to apples quotes when they did attempt to do so. And so this is sort of a triannual maintenance type resolution.
Anyone have any questions for Mr. Wheeler?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Shoup. Almost didn't see your head there, Butch.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes. I move resolution number 816 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Hampshire.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Ordinance number C-16. I move this ordinance be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Ordinance number C-16. An ordinance approving the editing and inclusion of certain ordinances as parts of the various component codes of the codified ordinances of Orrville, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
All right. Mr. Wheeler?
Thank you, Mr. President. This, too, is an annual ordinance. This is actually, if I can say this without making it sound too confusing, we're actually just approval to codify the ordinances that were approved by council in the prior year. So the ordinances have already been approved. Now this is just the codification into the formal city code.
Thank you. Any questions?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of an ordinance on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Shoup.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
I move ordinance number C-16 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Resolution number 916. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Resolution number 916. A resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into an agreement and or agreements without bidding to purchase 19 APX 4000 portable Motorola radios and associated equipment through Motorola Solutions for the Fire Department of the City of Orrville, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. As I mentioned in the last council meeting, the State Fire Marshal did approve our fire department for a grant of just under $50,000. So tonight we come before you to seek permission to make that purchase with that grant money. So it won't cost the city anything. It's just simply moving forward with the purchase through the grant.
Any questions? Mr. Vance.
How many more radios will need to be purchased?
Well, glad you asked that. We are still in need of 11 mobiles and 19 more portables. We actually have grants out there still for those purchases. In fact, one was just applied for in cooperation with the City of Worcester Saturday to purchase most of the remainder. So we're still hopeful that the remainder will be able to be purchased with grant dollars.
Any other questions, Mr. Vance?
And will these radios be put into service right away and be used in conjunction with the other radios, or? Because, I mean, the technologies are completely different, right?
Technology in regard.
The two radio technologies, or existing radios, and these are completely different. And so will they be in service at the same time?
We'll transition over to these once the WARCOG is up and operational.
Okay.
That is the plan to be on the March radios with the WARCOG.
And I would just make the comment that, you know, all these purchases are being done in conjunction with other municipalities. Everybody's working together to come onto the same system, and then that's how we're eligible for this grant money. And we're going to have overall a significant, one of the best improvements probably in our safety services in a long time.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you read over in the paper, I think it was over the weekend, the county's done some significant upgrades to the to some of our antennas and those kind of things, which has made it been critical, and it's going to make the Smarts radio really head and shoulders above what we have now.
Any other comments?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Chu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes. I move resolution number 916 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Hampshire.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, that finishes our new business for this evening. We now have a chance to listen to Chief Ballantyne present the annual report for the fire department.
I forgot to mention the very brief annual report.
What's that?
I forgot to mention the very brief annual report. I know you do a good job.
You're killing me.
Laying on them hard, Bob.
Yeah.
So, what did you do for your birthday?
That's how you do it. I was shocked to see her here today.
I said, you should at least have.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of dipping in and out.
Okay. A lot of play for good.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So, yeah, how much can you play?
That's fun. Just pull it back here. It's going to be really brief, Bob.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, these.
Take
a seat. Yeah,
that's what
it's all script about.
Yeah.
We don't need that.
Works out good.
Wow, so that's my Christmas bum shrunk in my closet.
Oh, yeah.
I know, my
Christmas. Darn dry fingers.
Yeah. My wife was worse than
her.
No. All right, you'll pick my mother-in-law up in there.
Okay, good.
Oh, you might
have to make a change. The annual report for the Orville Fire Department for the year 2015. My report details the activities of the department and its bureaus for that year. We responded to 621 total calls in 2015. We had 671 total calls the year before. This last year breaks down to 460 EMS calls and 161 fire and public service calls. We had $278,775 in dollar loss out of 28 fires. That was 19 structure fires and 9 vehicles. The Inspection Bureau conducted 63 building inspections, putting in 186 hours of doing them, and there have been 119 sets of blueprints to the community office last year. Prevention Bureau conducted 31 programs for 2,313 people, putting in 136 hours doing them. The Training Bureau for the department conducted 3,003 hours of training. They were able to pull together 4 hours of training in-house without having to go outside to other departments to get those. We had instructors in this past year from Boston and Worcester, Massachusetts, and we took delivery and conducted training on a new forcible entry prop. Both these classes and the props were paid for by the Orville Firefighters Association. I would like to thank them for that, picking up that cost. That included flying these guys in here, plus their hotel rooms and their expenses to come in. We dropped 3 more members this past year, and we had 1 member join the ranks that retired and 2 members that resigned. We were able to hire 1 new member in 2015, and we have 1 right now that we're running through the hiring process. We are currently at a current roster strength of 29 from our allowed 40. We had 2 civilian injuries and no firefighter injuries this past year. The war call, which everybody's aware of, the Ashland, Worcester Ashland Orville Regional Dispatch Center is in place. Construction is scheduled to complete in March, and hopefully shooting for an opening date of April of this year. City administration and myself put in many hours attending meetings, the executive board and the operations meeting, actually we have another one tomorrow, and selecting CAD systems, dispatch protocol software, dispatchers and equipment for the operations center. For the 3rd year in a row, we submitted a FEMA grant, the amount of $207,012 to purchase new SCBAs and bottles, and for the 3rd year in a row, we were turned down. Captain Valentine took the lead on this project, puts in many hours working on it. We purchased a new Zoll defibrillator and monitor for the squad. We replaced 12 of our oldest air packs last year. And those air packs we replaced were bought in 1992 through 1999. We purchased a new CAR 601 command vehicle, replacing the 1999 one for the 2016 Ford Explorer. We purchased 4 iPads for a tablet-based reporting system. As for things in 2016, we're going to go to a cloud-based firehouse software program, an iPad with EMS and inspection programs on it. EMS reporting and fire inspection reporting will be done much easier this way. Our EMS billing company will be able to access our EMS reports off the cloud and access patient reports to do the billing and save Karen and myself a lot of pushing paper around in the office and sending stuff to them. And we're going to continue with the replacement of our air packs to the new 5.5 series that we're buying. We will at some point in time, you know, be moving to the Marsh radio system as well as moving to a new dispatch center, so there's a lot going on. We will be purchasing a new EMS
ATV vehicle to cover the July 4th activities better, the Rib Fest, and the section of the rails trail that we're getting locally. We will be doing a blacktop overlay on the Station 2 parking lot, and we have already, as you approved tonight, and I thank you for approving the ordinance this button, we will have 19 of the March radios that have to be on the March system by the 1st of July. So we'll be moving forward with that. Mr. Wheeler mentioned me and Chief Saley from the Worcester are teamed together and wrote another grant, finished up Saturday to do the March mobiles and the March pagers, which we'll see how that one flies. So in closing, as always, I want to take the time to thank Mr. Wheeler and the city administration, the officers and the members of the department for their work, assistance, and continued support to make Orville a safer place to live. So the PowerPoint program, we hit on some slides here. This first slide shows the amount of hours put in by the department on fire calls, EMS calls. You can see there's more time put in on EMS because of the larger number, the 3,028 hours. Wayne County Fire Chief's activities, which is mostly my time, fire training, EMS training, officer meetings and prevention, inspection, and all the different bureaus, hazmat activities, and some of the association stuff. That slide right there is a picture of a motorhome fire that we had an arson on. There's a bunch of children torched off. This slide shows total calls. Gives a 10-year average. You can see we're down a few from last year, but the highest was 742 in 2011. And this is a breakdown of those calls with EMS. Continues to be the most fires and then public service calls on top. That's the total fire calls, just fire calls. Takes the EMS out of a 10-year average on that. And this is our dollar loss on a 10-year average. This is total dollar loss for everything we cover. This is a new slide I put together this year. It shows a breakdown of the calls and by the type of location we responded to. Residential 56%, outside storage and stuff is 16, mercantile 7, manufacturing 7, healthcare 3, assembly 7, so, and education 2. And then this shows the breakdown of the calls by the type of call. EMS is the medical, and then public service calls, and then first alarm fires, second alarm fires, and box alarms. This shows the contract area, because we still continue to contract with the East Wayne Fire District, Central Fire District, and the East Union Township trustees. Shows the breakdown on those. We run probably more calls into the 14% of them are in green, which is Central Fire, the Smithville territory that way, and only just 12 in the East Union or East Wayne. This is the dollar loss by the contract areas too, so you can see the bulk of the dollar was our loss. Fire calls for just in the city of Orville, we had 101 within the city limits. And then dollar loss in the city was 236,000 of that. Fire calls by type, box alarms continues to be the most of the calls we make, 44 of those, with RIT calls and mutual aid was second, so we're assisting other departments quite a bit. Residentials at 17. This is the dollar loss by type. The vehicle, that was, I believe, most of that dollar loss right there was the motorhome fire hose that we had. So. Call it by month, and I throw this one in there. It's really not sure what the significance of this other than it's going to help with dispatching the protocols and getting the work all set up as how many calls are running up at certain times of the day and all that stuff. So you can see by the call it by month. And then this is a 10-year average on that. And this is day of the week, and it was Thursday this year, with Friday being the second, but Thursday and Monday are significantly usually the highest. So the time of day is always consistent. It's always from noon to 6 in the evening, and then from 6 to midnight are the two busiest times we run. And this one here would show the 10-year average on that, which is consistent. So fire response times, we continue to get out in good time. I think for a volunteer department, from the time our pager until the first truck leaving one of the two stations, depending on where they're going, is 3 minutes and 7 minutes till they're on scene. Our average response time total call last year was 42 minutes. So. EMS side, this was a rollover Jeep crash we had. EMS dropped there a little bit, 460 this past year. And number of patients is down a little bit. This is patients transported versus patients responded to. We responded 481 patients and transported 371 of them to hospitals. EMS patient are by calls by contract area. This is the East Wayne, Green, or Central, and East Union Township areas. And then the patients by contract area. So we continue to make more in the city than other locations. This is the city calls, 351 this past year, and a 10-year average, down just a few. And the patients for that same 10-year average. ALS versus BLS calls, if we ran a call of an ALS call, we had 125 ALS calls last year and 245 BLS calls, so not everybody really needs to have an ALS response. This is our billing rates, again, amount billed versus amount collected. You can see we billed $201,000 and collected $96,000. This is called by type, EMS called by type. Heart attacks continues to be the ones we get the most of, and then the breathing difficulties, and then MVAs is the vehicle crashes is a third. So this is patients by type, heart and breathing, and then MVAs. You can see we respond to a lot of MVA patients, but we don't transport that many to the hospital anymore, and I attribute more to people wearing seatbelts, airbags, all the airbags that go off nowadays. So we may get called and go out there and check them out, and we evaluate them all, but not all of them have to go to the hospital anymore. EMS calls by month are, again, this is May was the busiest month for some reason. There's no rhyme or reason to this one. And then December is typically the busiest month on a 10-year average. By day of the week, it's Tuesday again, so if you take the EMS and the fire together, and I was going to put a slide in there to show the total calls by that. But, and then this is the 10-year average for EMS by day of the week. And this is time of day. Again, it's always the 12 to 6 and the 6 to midnight as usually the busiest times. And this is EMS time of day for 10-year average. Response time for the squad a little bit slower because we're not responding to 29 people going on that call. We're responding with a crew of 8 that respond, but we are on duty crews. From the time the pager goes off to the squad leaves station one is 6 minutes, 9 minutes till they're on scene. 54 minutes is the average time. I think those times, the response time will probably go up a little bit as things come around. We're now running stroke victims for Worcester Hospital because they are a certified stroke center and they're putting in a cath lab at Worcester Hospital. So I think when we get STEMIs and stuff, will be required or in the best patient interest to head to Worcester because those patients are having going home in order for them. Prevention Bureau, this is me and Aaron doing a health fair out at the Wilbur Company one day. So we have a banner we put up and we have all the handouts and flyers and everything that we give out, some freebies we give away. But this is prevention activities, public education, that's the schools and the preschools and the daycares and all that stuff, and the fire extinguisher programs we do, station tours, we have a lot of station tours that go on, so those are all broke out by the site. Inspection Bureau, that happens to be a store in Orville where the exits were blocked pretty significantly. And of course, the inspection hours that were put in, the number of inspections that were done, and then the hours of the plans that were reviewed. And this is a 10-year total on those, so on inspections and plans. Training Bureau, these are the guys right here from Worcester, Mass. That came in. We're doing some training with us. This is our 10-year average on training fire and EMS. and then this is total retirement training. Some of those larger numbers depends on classes. Next year's hours will probably be significantly higher on the EMS side because I have a gentleman going to the paramedic program right now, so he goes to school 3 days a week and a lot of weekends. So, Investigation Bureau, those guys, we had tried to break it out by the number of calls and then the cost of the city and then the cost of property owners. So the cost of the city is usually just payroll cost. It was $1,800 in payroll that we spent doing that. And with the motor home fire, 53A, and then we had a shed that was intentionally lit. And this is our running total for the arson fires. Back in 2007, when we had that arsonist run around the county lighting all the barns on fire, so we had a lot of calls then. Firefighters Association, this was the bike giveaway they do every year. They give away 10 bikes, 5 boys and 5 girls, a week of the 4th. And to the best as I can pull numbers together, this is their numbers, but it's really hard to get them guys to fill in hours put in. I know the softball tournament continues to grow every year. It's over 100 teams this year from, I believe, 7 states and 2 countries. We have Canada, United States, and the furthest away team is coming from North Carolina this year. So we are by far one of the premier softball tournaments in the country right now, or at least on the East Coast. So, any questions?
Hey, Bob. We talked about this last year, but box alarms.
Yeah.
There are 34 again this year. I forget what you had last year, but that's like 1/3 of your total fire calls mm-hmm. on this calculation. Is it getting any better? Is it getting worse?
And you got to keep in mind that every business and every industry is required to have sprinkler systems and alarm systems. And there have been some very significant, what we show as a box alarm that were very damaging. We had 2 calls from the Smokers Company this year that were frozen pipes. One of them in their Discovery building was on the 3rd floor. And we came in as a fire alarm dropped. And of course, we get a little lackadaisical on those sometimes too. But when we got down to the basement where the riders were, we had 2 inches of water running down the floor in the basement. And the sprinkler had popped off of the 3rd floor. So it was running clear through the building. So we do get a lot of those, but some of them are very significant that we get there right away, because this was after hours, and we wouldn't have got the alarm. Nobody would have known that to go home. So there's a lot of good coming out of those alarm drops, too. So,
but there is a lot of...
And we do get contractors is a big one. You know, I mean, you hate to say it, but contractors cause a lot of the fire alarms, and they get, we have alarm ordinance, and I believe we enforce that, where they, after so many, they start to pay the city to go there. And that's kind of to encourage them to do proper maintenance on their alarm system. So it's up to that company if they want to bill those contractors in for those alarms that we're making down here. Yeah.
Thanks.
Any other?
Yeah.
Chief, I noticed overall collections are up a little bit. You have bills running 1 and you collected 96, about 48%. Last year, about 40-ish.
Yeah,
so that's a positive.
That's a positive, yeah. We have some agreements with the contract area where we don't lose money on our contract when we run outside the city limits. Either if a patient doesn't pay us, then the government entity is required to pick up that cost. Anything else? I again want to thank Council for approving the ordinance tonight for the march, and hopefully we'll be back for another one to do the mobiles and stuff. If you say they may get the one for the rest of the stuff, so we'll see how that would fly. Plus, we have a huge one with the FEMA grant with the whole county, and again, for March radios, and that one is just under $2 million for the whole county to pick up March radios. So we're trying everything we can try to get these and save not having to take it out of our budget. At some point in time, I think it will reach a deadline where the war clock is going to go online, the marks are going to be up, and we're going to have to, if we don't have them, we're going to have to buy them. We're going to continue to use the operating system we have now, the VHF system. Those radios will stay in our existing trucks until they die. I suppose I won't put any money into them, but when they die, then they'll be done. So, and hopefully we'll be on marks by then. So. Okay, thank you.
it works radio too.
You still up and running, Chief? Ready to go again, Andrew? Chief Valentine, thank you for that report. That finishes our regular business for this evening. Does anyone have anything for the good of the order tonight? We'll let the mayor go first.
I do have one thing. We've mentioned the war clock several times tonight, and since our fire chief just gave his report, I'd like to just physically or publicly thank the police chief, Captain Burke Beck, Chief Valentine, for all the help they've been to Mr. Wheeler and I this year going through this war cog process, because you can't beat experience, and we've got a lot of that with those three guys, and they've certainly helped in other areas of the county too, as far as explaining things and with the whole radio process. And you know, I don't use radios every day. I don't know whether they're having trouble or not, so the experience that we got from those three was tremendous, and I just want to thank them.
That's it. Thank you. Mr. Vance.
I said one comment. If people have a chance, they ought to stop by Heartland Point and see the work of one of our own council members, John Lorson, who's got a photography exhibit on display there called Shots Along the Way. It's a good opportunity to see some good local nature and wildlife photography, and I'm sure some of those are for sale as well. That always helps the cause. But anyway, if you haven't had a chance to see his work, it's a good opportunity to do so through March at Heartland Point. Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Thank you, Paul.
I move we adjourn.
Thank you.
Second.
Let's see. Who am I going to pick? Mr. Wilson. He got skipped over once.
Vance.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Lorison?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Thank you, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, our meeting is adjourned.
I'll tell you, everybody I'm talking to.